Good morning and happy Pesach to Rav and all the friends. The Hungarian, the Polish and the Holland friends are standing before you with great gratitude and joy and trepidation that we can serve you on this day before this very unique holiday. We chose the topic of Exodus through the prayer of many. And we also heard at the meal last night that only our common prayer is the one which can open the gate and help us. Rav also said it is something very difficult. Still, we would like to invite all of you to journey during this 30 minutes through which we would like to feel that we are in exile. We try to define why it is an exile, what we feel. Then we also try to find and turn to the only force that can help us, to the Creator. And we hope that by the end of these 30 minutes, we reach a very deep feeling, a common deficiency, so we can raise such a serious and irrepressible prayer to the Creator that He cannot resist us. So we try to combine all our feelings, all our hopes, all our deficiencies, despair, but at the same time with joy that we have the possibility to turn to the Creator. Our first excerpt is going to help us hopefully to feel and define why we are in exile and what we feel in the exile and why we want to leave this exile. Patrick Tikva, please.
Kotev Rabash.
Rabash writes, those people who say that they want to escape from the work but have nowhere to go, since nothing satisfies them, those people do not walk away from the work. Although they have ups and downs, they do not give up. This is, as it is written, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, and they cried. And their cry went up to God from the work. In other words, they cried out from the work, because they were not advancing in the work of the Creator, so they could work in order to bestow contentment upon the Maker. At that time, they were rewarded with the exodus from Egypt. In the work, this is called exiting the control of the will to receive and entering the work of bestowal. Let's read it again. Those people who say that they want to escape from the work but have nowhere else to go, since nothing satisfies them, those people do not walk away from the work. Although they have ups and downs, they do not give up. This is, as it is written, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, and they cried, and their cry went up to God from the work. In other words, they cried out from the work because they were not advancing in the work of the Creator. So they could work in order to bestow contentment upon the Maker. At that time, they were rewarded with the exodus from Egypt. In the work, this is called exiting the control of the will to receive and entering the work of bestowal.
Good morning, dear friends, dear Rav. It's very good to be together on this special moment, special day. Honestly, when I started up this morning, feeling very prepared by the interaction with the friends, I started up my computer and my camera didn't work. This never happens, but it gave me some understanding. Why is this happening? Is that actually that the Creator is constantly tending to us. And I should be very much aware of my intention. That is what I learned from that my camera was not working. And when I realized this, then it started working. But I want you to keep now in your heart this feeling that the Creator wants us to come closer to Him. There's no dispute here. There's this desire of His. He wants us close. And I want to, for a moment, go back with you, the moment when we found Kabbalah, how we felt, how we felt elated, how we felt how our points jumped in our bodies, in our heart, that we found the truth, that we finally found something real that fulfilled us. And now, after perhaps 6 months, a year, or even after 20 years, we are here in this very special point, and we can look back how the Creator actually nurtured our points as very strong, strong points. And we learned together that when we put these points together, it becomes one big flame, one big request. And we now want to use this flame between us to open the dialogue with Him, to near Him like He is nearing us, and to use everything that we felt so far, the illuminations, the gratitude, the understandings, that we use this only for the sake that we want to bestow to Him. So let's use this state, this feeling, which He gives us now. Let's use it in a workshop. Use it to convince the Creator that we truly and really want to escape from Egypt and reach a state where we are in bestowal. I repeat, convince the Creator, use the flame between us, convince the Creator that we really want to escape from Egypt and reach the state where we are in equivalence of form, in a state of bestowal.
לשכנע את הבורא זה חצי מצחיק כזה, נכון? אנחנו צריכים לשכנע את עצמנו מן הסתם.
To convince the Creator is kind of like half happy like that. It's like it's funny. We need to convince ourselves and see how we can start from one point that barely awakened, and we need to connect this and make this flame and this fire. We need to warm each other up and to ignite one another so much so until we have a worthy vessel. The Creator wants, He's waiting to give us. But we need something to hold on to, that which He's giving us, so it doesn't elude us and go to the klipot or anything. It's all if we connect the points in our hearts and build a big, warm, and burning kli that will want to be like the qualities of the Creator.
Such a kli that wants to be in the qualities of the Creator in order to bestow.
Yes, we know the whole Torah, just like in the Pesach Haggadah, but in the end, the one who doesn't know how to ask, they open it up to Him. For Him. So we need to feel this gap, we need to feel this urgency, and it's also something that doesn't really come through words. But here in the workshop I already feel how much we really have decided that there is no way back. And the Creator simply must help us. We want to hold Him together. We don't know how to express our lack correctly, but Creator help us to express our lack correctly, because besides living in bestowal, what other taste, what other reason is there?
Convince the Creator that we want to live in bestowal and escape Egypt, yeah? So like Ido said, it's like convince the convinced. Thank God we've been privileged with knowing that there is a force of bestowal that governs nature, the law of all reality. To convince it, we just have to treat each other with love and bestowal as a beginning and create these relationships between us. And then he'll be convinced.
It's true. In fact, we need to convince the Creator only of one thing, that we really need Him. We need Him, and without His help, we have no chance. And indeed, it's not only this need, only focusing on the connection between us and adhesion with Him can convince Him. And here, the friends write to us, Zohar writes, Creator, we need you. Without you, we cannot emerge from this egoistic nature. The more we don't want to stay like this anymore, we all want to emerge out of our egoistic nature, get out of Egypt, our individual and collective Egypt. And we want to rise to you, to your quality and be in adhesion with you. And another friend writes, my friends love you, I know for many years, and I'll happily guarantee that they are the best and most suitable to serve you in your purpose, to do good to your creations.
Dear friends, dear Rav, during the preparation we had together, all the friends came to the conclusion and agreed about the importance that our common feeling has to be a feeling of gratitude for His guidance. The gratefulness that the Creator gave us, the strong desire to want to exit Egypt, and we don't want to wait, we want to do it now, together with the World Kli. We talked about how we can show to Him, through our yearning, that we are thankful that He wants to help us to recognize our will to receive in order to come with a true request before Him. How can we scrutinize and think together of what we have to ask from Him in order to build the vessel of bestowal and to become purified? Which request will cause Him to show us exactly we are lacking in our common desire to come to a true common outcry from the bottom of our hearts to want to exit Egypt? How can we during this lesson turn to Him in such a way that He will give us a desire for the things that He wants to give to us according to His will? Because there's none else besides Him, the good, who does good. We are giving back to the reader Petah Tikva for the second excerpt from Rabash.
כוחו של האדם שהוא צריך לתת יגיעה.
Rabash, man's power, who must toil not in order to obtain the matter, but in order to have a strong desire to obtain the matter. It follows that man's work is required in order to obtain the need for the Creator's help. This is called a complete desire. In other words, it is not that man's work causes the obtainment of the matter, but rather, the obtainment of the lack and need for the matter, and in order to know what he is lacking. For this, he receives help from above by seeing each time that he is more deficient and cannot emerge from the governance of Pharaoh. We will read again. Man's power, who must toil not in order to obtain the matter, but in order to have a strong desire to obtain the matter. It follows that man's work is required in order to obtain the need for the matter, for the Creator's help. This is called a complete desire. In other words, it is not that man's work causes the obtainment of the matter, but rather the obtainment of the lack and need for the matter. And in order to know what is lacking, for this, he receives help from above by seeing each time that he is more deficient and cannot emerge from the governance of Pharaoh.
It's always inspiring to hear Bash's voice and to continue what all the friends have said so far. Friends, we're being guided, you know? It's about acquiring a quality that is so important, so crucial to everything, that the preparation for it is extremely long. You know, like Rabash reminds us, there is no light without a kli. Before we can receive that fulfillment, we have to have a qualified vessel. Qualified, that's the key word here. You know, it's just, it's hard because there's a lot to correct. You know, it's just, it's a mountain. But like, we're going to read it in the article. Moses said to the people, do not fear. You know, it's just like I was saying, we're being guided. We're being guided towards something that is exalted, that is important, that is great. And it's a quality that we can call from the bottom of the heart. Something that when you acquire it, you'll be able to lift your tent with just your thoughts, you know, and your prayers. Prayers that will be so, you know, pure that the Creator will not be able to refuse them. Let's pay attention to quote number 3 as it's being read. Niv, please.
Kotev Rabash.
Rabash writes, there is no light without a vessel.
En milui
no filling without a lack. First, one needs to obtain a deficiency. That is, he must feel that he is deficient of this vessel called a desire to bestow. And concerning feeling, it is impossible to feel any lack if one does not know what he is losing by not having the vessel called the desire to bestow. For this reason, men must introspect on what causes him, on what not having the desire to bestow causes him. To the extent of the loss, he feels sorrow and suffering. When he has the real lack, meaning when he can pray to the Creator from the bottom of the heart, for not having the strength to be able to work for the sake of the Creator, then when he has the vessel, meaning the true lack, this is the time when his prayer is answered, and he receives assistance from above. It is, as our sages said, he who comes to purify is aided. There is no light without a vessel, no filling without a lack. First, one needs to obtain a deficiency. That is, he must feel that he is deficient of this vessel called a desire to bestow. And concerning feeling, it is impossible to feel any lack if one does not know what is losing by not having the vessel called desire to bestow. For this reason, men must introspect on what not having the desire to bestow causes him. To the extent of the loss, he feels sorrow and suffering. When he has the true lack, meaning when he can pray to the Creator from the bottom of his heart, for not having the strength to be able to work for the sake of the Creator, then when he has the vessel, meaning the true lack, this is the time when his prayer is answered, and he receives assistance from above. It is, as our sages said, he who comes to purify is aided.
Dzień dobry, Rav. Dzień dobry, przyjaciele. After the process, we went till now, we want to enter such an emotional and urgent mutual prayer that the Creator has to answer. We want to convince Him that we truly want to escape the control of the ego and we don't want to leave anything behind. We are ready to burn all the bridges behind us and march towards the quality of love and love. So, friends, please try to feel each other's deficiency, yearning, and open our hearts without any conditions and testing. And now, let's enter a connection, one heart, and feel the Creator.